After a three-day conference in Boise last week, federal and state leaders must now advance plans to deal with the spread of invasive weeds. Frankie Barnhill has this update on a promising discovery in the fight against cheatgrass.
Ann Kennedy's bacterial compound is called ACK55 and has been shown to cut the amount of cheatgrass in half in just a few years. The USDA soil scientist is getting closer to seeing her discovery registered with the EPA. Once it gets approved, farmers can begin using it to treat the invasive weed on their land. Kennedy and her team of students have tested the compound over and over again, hoping to make the federal registration process for use on public lands go faster. But the scientist says it could still take years to get approval. Jim Lyons wants to break these federal barriers down. Lyons is with the Interior Department and flew from Washington, D.C. to Boise to attend last week's conference.
We see the need. We agree with Dr. Kennedy, and we want to see if, in fact, it is as effective as it has been in the small test trials she's done by applying it on a larger scale.
Lyons was not able to give a timeline for the approval process, but says he wants the cheatgrass-fighting bacteria to be tested on BLM land as soon as possible. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.